You are listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast.
There's a shocking Yalkut Bereishis. Masa Rabbi Masya ben Chorosh. Shaya Yeshu Beis HaMedrash Vaisik Batayra. He was sitting in the Beis HaMedrash and learning. V'hoyo ziv ponov doim elachama. That his radiance shone like the sun. The class the ponov doim elamalachi ashores. And his features, it just looked like mamish an angel. Shem yomov le'nosa einov le'isha ba'olam. Because he had never lifted up his eyes to a woman. Pam echot of our sotan in Iskanevoy. So the sotan once had a kinnah from him. Oma efsha odom kumayzeh loichotza. Could it be that such a person ever sins? Oma lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The sotan said, Hashem Rabbeinu Shleilam, Rimasi ben Chorosh, ma'u lefonecha. What do you hold of Rimasi ben Chorosh? Oma lei tzadik gomor hu. He is unbelievable. He is a tzadik gomor. Oma lefonov. So that the sotan said, Tenli reshus for asisenu. Let me try and lead him astray. And he said, yes, you can go and you can try and tempt him. Nidma lo ki isha yofa. So the Satan addressed himself like a beautiful woman. There's almost never been such a beautiful woman the way the Satan dressed himself up, all the way back from the time of Norma, the sister of Tubal Kayan, back in Parshas Noach, that the Malachi Ashores think, oh my goodness, maybe this is also a god, she's just so beautiful. Omad lefonov. So this Satan dressed up as this woman stood in front of Rimasi ben Chorosh. Kiven shara oisai, hafach ponov v'noisen la'achayrov. So he as soon as he saw her, he turned away. Shubav amad le'altzad smaylai. So then the Satan came to the other side, hafach ponov le'tzad yamin. And so he turned to the other side. And you can imagine, yeah, that it was just like there was this woman, she was going and he was turning, and each time it was mamish just turning over. Omar, he said, misyoyani shom yiskabalai hayetzor v'yachtieni. I am scared. I, Ramasya ben Chorosh, I'm scared the Yetzer is going to come and it's going to cause me to do an Avera. Ma asa Isay Tzadik, so he called his Gabba. Omar loy, lech v'havi li eish u'masmer. Bring me fire and bring me like a tent peg, yeah? Hevi li masmerin v'nosnum be'enov, kivin shiro asot al-kach nizdadeya v'nof al-achayrov. See, he gouged out his own eyes. So there was no other answer, decided to gouge out his own eyes. And the Satan saw that and shook and fell backwards. But I say, Shah, Korah Kadosh Baruch Hu l'Rafael. Omar Eloi, Leich l'Rapes from Rav Masya ben Chayresh. Go and heal him. Bov Omad Lefonov. So Rafael came in front of Rav Masya ben Chayresh. Omar Eloi, Miato. So Rav Masya ben Chayresh said, so who are you? Omar Eloi, Ani hu Rafael. She Shalchani HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Rafes es Einecho. I myself am the Malach Rafael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has asked me to come and heal your eyes. Omar Eloi, Hani Chayni. Masha Yehoya, leave me alone. What's done is done. Chazal afan of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Amal afan Rabbeinu Shleilim, Katrach Amali Masya. So Rafal says, Rabbeinu Shleilim, he doesn't want me to heal him. Amar loy leich va'amar loy ani orev shor yishlo beyitzahara. You tell him that I'm his guarantor, the yitzahara won't get him. Miadripa isai, and then he healed him. So you see over here that even a tzadik gomor like Ramasya ben Chayresh, that if he would have looked, it could have all been over. He could have lost all of his tremendous madrigas, and he could have ended up doing an Aveira, and therefore he preferred not to see until HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him, don't worry, I guarantee you that you'll be able to not stumble to Aveira over here. So you see just the kayach of Shmiras Einayim, you see how powerful it is. He was like a Malach HaShoreis, he had this Ziv Ponov, and everybody knows it feels amazing. When a person is Miskaber over the Eitz Zahara, you feel like a king. The Shem Emunim said, if a person, they hold themselves back from looking at something they shouldn't see, at that moment, you're like a tzaddik, a bal moifus, and you can daven for things. You shouldn't be looking for people not to look at, yeah? But at that time, there's a tremendous hiserus in Shomayim, and this is certainly a huge key in our Avodas Hashem. It's in our Deir, Mika Amcha Yisrael, the fact that we've been speaking about it, yeah? The fact that Yidden care about these sort of things, even if people stumble again and again. Mika Amcha Yisrael, the fact that we still have such values and that we work on such values. Rabbi Twersky says we have very few tools available to be able to, you know, it's all very well and good to say Shmiras Naim, Shmiras Sinayim. It's all very well and good to say that, but if we don't have techniques, you'll be your Shomayim, maybe we'll keep us safe for 5 seconds, but then what, yeah? So, you know, each person has to think themselves of what the tools and techniques are to be masakan, to bring tikkunim down and bring tremendous brocha down in this area. Rabbi Twersky said the only tool we have in our generation is guard your eyes. The Rebbe and Rav, a therapist, he says that the guard your eyes forum is the only tool that we have. And I know people who literally had their lives saved, Beli Guzma, literally were about to die and had their life saved through Guard Your Eyes. Guard Your Eyes is a website run by some Haimish Yidden in America. And they have a whole forum and a whole techniques. And, you know, you can sign up for daily chizuk, you make an anonymous email. Then there are groups even that meet together. And certainly that's a big chizuk. And when a person feels strong, there are also different types of filters. Filters are not the absolute solution to this. They're not the solution, but they certainly help. They certainly help a great deal.
Thank you for listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast. Pass them on to your friends and help spread Kedusha in the world.